Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So we understand that the White House now is saying that Iran is actively facilitating attacks onto U.S. military bases. Folks, does this sound like things are dying down over there in terms of our involvement, or does it sound like things could ramp up very, very quickly, even though Israel has not yet started its ground assault into Gaza? The other question, will there be a major ground assault into Gaza, or could the real front in the war open up in the north? These are all very good questions, and we're going to talk about them here this morning on the program. Folks, welcome to the broadcast. My name is Kyle Warren. A great pleasure to be with you this morning, as we are the place for news and politics in the overnights in America. We're broadcasting live this morning on this Tuesday edition to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates out there across the country. And, of course, via satellite up on the GCN network. And, by the way, go to GCNlive.com if you'd like to find the live streams for the program. And to those of you who are working in the overnights this morning all across America, whatever it is that you're doing, we want to give you a special shout-out because you're keeping America going in the overnights. And, by the way, our listener lines are open right now, 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. That's the number. And if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you can head on over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can leave me a direct message simply by clicking on the Send Kyle Direct Message there on the top of the website. You can also find me on social media. We got all the links over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. But folks, we are absolutely, again, watching this very closely, the developments in Israel. We'll talk about those this morning, of course. We have other news to tell you about as we begin our four-hour flight all across the United States this morning. And as we go through the flight this morning, as it were, we'll point out hopefully some significant landmarks and other things as we go across the country on our proverbial flight. All right, well, let's start first with what I was talking about right there in the intro. This from Reuters. White House says Iran actively facilitating some attacks on U.S. military bases. The White House on Monday said that Iran was, in some cases, actively facilitating, as I just said, rocket and drone attacks. These are the attacks that the Iranian-backed proxy groups are doing to the U.S. military bases. And also in Iraq and Syria, this is where this is taking place, evidently, President Biden has directed the Department of Defense to brace for more and, get this, respond accordingly. And I do think we have a clip here from the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby from the White House. Let's listen in to see what he had to say.
Now, we've also seen over the course of the last few days, actually the course of the last week, but certainly over the last couple of days of the weekend, an uptick in rocket and drone attacks by Iranian-backed proxy groups against military bases housing U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria. And we're deeply concerned about the potential for any significant escalation of these attacks in the days ahead. At the direction of President Biden, the Secretary of Defense has ordered the military to take steps to prepare for this, to ensure that we're postured appropriately, both in terms of being able to defend our forces and respond decisively as needed. Secretary of Defense has directed two carrier strike groups to the region, and we are now sending more air defenses to U.S. air bases in the region. Now, we know these groups are supported by the IRGC and the regime. We know Iran continues to support Hamas and Hezbollah. And we know that Iran is closely monitoring these events and, in some cases, actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others who may want to exploit the conflict for their own good or for that of Iran. We know Iran's goal is to maintain some level of deniability here, but we're not going to allow them to do that. We also are not going to allow any threat to our interest in the region to go unchallenged. We demonstrated last week that we have and will use the military capables available to us to protect and defend those interests.
Okay, let's stop right there. Okay, well, you know, do you kind of get the feeling, folks, that the Biden administration is being drawn kicking and screaming into a reality check of how the world works, a reality check of exactly what the Iranian regime is trying to do, what they're targeting, how they want to try to shape this. You know, you've got, again, all the propaganda that's going on. You've got all this weird support for Hamas. You've got this anti-Semitism, which is now literally coming out of the woodwork. And so I just wonder if the Biden administration is being drawn kicking and screaming into the reality that you have some very bad actors in this world. You have some very bad actors, and because we have sort of tried to tear down all the progress that was made against containing Iran over the prior 4 years, prior to the Biden administration, well, it seems like right now, folks, we're seeing just sort of the foolishness, the folly, as it were, of trying to engage with Iran the way that the so-called adults in the room wanted to engage with Iran. Now, I'm not all about don't engage, okay? Even way back in the mid-1970s, early 1970s, Nixon engaged with China. And this is all part and parcel of trying to craft a better world, a better peaceful world, if you can. But you needed to engage with Iran, President Biden and Biden administration, in a much different way, not to give them the idea that, hey, we might be able to really, really put one over on these guys. It just goes to show. We're going to talk more when we come back. 949-822-7959. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So do I have this right? New York City Mayor Eric Adams says that illegal immigration is, quote, not sustainable, unquote. And he's looking to limit the length of stay in city shelters. Again, you know, I just go back to that very first segment. The Biden administration, my friends, perhaps getting kicked, or rather pulled, kicking and screaming into the reality mode. But are they really going to do that? I mean, are they going to realize this? Are they going to have an epiphany? I don't think so. I'm not holding my breath that that's going to occur. But Mayor Eric Adams sure seems like he might be having an epiphany of sorts. You know, an epiphany where it sort of breaks through. It's a shining forth of a revelation, basically. And it just goes, it's in the sky, and it just, the light just comes through the clouds, and you go, I get it. Well, maybe Eric Adams gets it now. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. I want to stay on Israel, the Israel updates here for just a moment, because again, this is going to be what's going to drive history at this point. I don't think I'm being too dramatic with that. Do you think it's too dramatic to say this, you know, this whole, all these events now, this is going to drive history in a particular direction? I don't see that we're going to simply go back to the way that it was. Certainly Gaza can't simply go back to the way that it was, in the sense that Gaza is an area where the Hamas terror group can simply use it as a launching pad. So, you know, that's not going to happen. I don't think Israel's going to let that happen, despite the calls for, quote, for ceasefires as soon. So, in other words, help me wrap my head around this. The Hamas terror group, which runs Gaza and subjugates the people there, in my opinion, I think they're, I mean, what kind of, In fact, I got a great opinion piece here I'll get to in a little bit about the idea of what does a Gaza government really look like, right? I mean, you know, we're hearing all these things. Israel's the oppressor. Israel's the colonist. Israel, you know, subjugates the people. But yet, really, don't you think these terror groups do that, right? So Hamas perpetrates this terrible massacre at the behest and the help and having help from Iran and, of course, any other terror groups that are providing any other kind of support. And people flood into the streets and Hollywood stars start saying, well, wait a minute, Israel has got to make a ceasefire here. Last time I checked, Israel didn't run in and attack Hamas and massacre people. Hamas attacked Israel. And Hamas had been planning this, from what we can tell, what we understand, for at least the last year, maybe 2 years. And they have perpetrated this, and now suddenly you have people who are saying, well, there has to be a ceasefire before Israel can actually do things in order to protect its own people. And it's not just about protecting the people, it's also about keeping the promises to their people that they would do such a thing, that they would have the intelligence coming in, that they would take these kinds of actions. And then everybody got surprised early in October, and suddenly this massacre was underway, and you had the young people at the music festival, a music festival all about peace, and yet here come the Hamas terrorists and gunning people down and just blatantly murdering people. So just help me wrap my head around this, why it is that people are suddenly just anti-Israel and they're essentially pro-Hamas. This is a question we've been dealing with, right, over the last many days. And it doesn't seem to go away. We don't seem to get an answer to this, because it just goes against the whole notion of common sense. It goes against the whole notion of decency. And I'm just curious, if anybody has any information about letters that went from prominent politicians or Hollywood A-listers, is anybody saying to Hamas, bad, you did bad, this was bad, and you need to cease fire, this whole thing? I just don't know. So, again, now Israel, rather, is now pledging unrelenting attacks on Hamas. The U.S. and, evidently, Obama's got it involved in here. This is the headline, U.S. Obama urge caution. They urge caution with this. Israel's military said it was preparing for unrelenting attacks, this from Reuters, to dismantle Hamas, while former U.S. President Barack Obama warned that, quote, any Israeli military strategy that ignores the human costs could ultimately backfire, unquote. You know, I feel like a broken record. I feel like a broken record, folks, saying the same thing over and over again. Israel doesn't target innocent people for massacres. They don't target people and say, look, we're going to get a really high casualty rate here. We're really going to mow them down. And then they'll learn that that's not what they're doing. They drop the leaflets. They send the message. They tell people to evacuate. You know, they're evacuating people up at the northern border. Some, the Israelis are. Some 50,000 people, we understand, right now are on the move. And by the way, when we get to it here as well, I mean, like I said, I just got so much to tell you about this morning, I don't even know where to start. But the U.S. has to have some contingency plans to get people, American citizens, out of the Middle East. And they may have to start doing that pretty darn quick. But Israel is trying to move their people away, out of harm's way, up in the northern border area, the border with Lebanon. Why? Because they know that this could get very bad very quickly. Do you see the Lebanese government or the Hezbollah moving people out? No. At least as far as we know, this isn't happening. Because, again, they believe that the bad propaganda and the bad optics all sort of go into their to their favor. So, you know, Barack Obama can say all he wants, and, you know, any Israeli military strategy that ignores the human costs could ultimately backfire. Wow. Wow. Yeah, well, you know, it's as if, well, all of our military strategy will simply ignore this. Like, you know, it's like someone's in the room and they go, well, wait a minute, we might want to minimize collateral damage. Nope. I ignore thee. I'm just ignoring that, and we're going to do whatever we want. You know, I think that they understand, and Israel probably understands more so than any nation on the face of the earth, that its military strategy or its military operations are under such a microscope that they understand that they have to do things and they have to go to the nth degree in order to try to ensure that collateral damage, quote unquote, is minimized, while you go after and try to stop and neutralize Hamas or its ability to launch weapons or come in again with attacks across the border and so forth. But by the way, and I want to get this in before the break. I really do. By the way, what happened with the New York Times? Right? What happened with the New York Times? Guess what? The New York Times, this from Politico, the New York Times walked back. it's almost laughable. They walked back its initial coverage on the explosion that killed hundreds of Palestinians at a Gaza Strip hospital last week, saying in an editor's note that the newspaper, quote, relied too heavily on claims, unquote. Are you sitting down? Well, if you're driving, please, both hands firmly on the wheel, okay? That's just so, I just don't want to be the cause of any mess-ups or accidents or anything, because this could be shocking, so I'm giving you fair warning. Okay, the newspaper said in an editor's note that it relied too heavily on claims, quote-unquote, get this, made by the Hamas militant group. There you have it. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because this is just so absurd. They inflated the number of people, evidently, in terms of these reports, these initial reports. And this, you know, led to a lot of people saying, well, look, Israel blew up the hospital and 500 people are dead, and so on and so forth. It wasn't like that at all. And you see what ensued after that. Friends, it's just getting dicey out there. It's getting dicey out there. Okay, I want you to stay right there. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959. Stay right there. Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The White House is asking Israel to hold off on a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip while it works to free hostages held by Palestinian militants.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CBS's Face the Nation.
But in terms of what we're talking to Israel about in their, with regard to their military operations, it really is focused on both how they do it and how best to achieve the results that they seek.
The administration reportedly not asking Israel to cancel any invasion. It just wants more time. I'm Corey Myers.
Two Israeli women held hostage were released earlier today. In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border, marking the highest monthly figure ever recorded among these 18 individuals whose names appeared on the terror watch list. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
All right, Joe Biden can head off to bed tonight, but we're going to stay up because that's what we're doing in overnights all across America. 949-822-7959 is 949-822-7959. And boy, we got some great calls. Yesterday's program. I'm sure we're going to get some great calls this morning as well. And we're glad to be with you, of course, Kyle Warren with you. And if you want to head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com, you can find out about my podcast. You can also find out about how you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and that'll come to us here during the program, and we can talk about your comment, especially as we get into some of our regular contributors later on in the broadcast. Simon, Chris Markowski, and this morning in hour number four, that's in the 5 o'clock hour, so four is five, four equals five in this case, we'll be talking with retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and you know, I'm going to be asking him not only about the strategic issues that are going on, but also about the people that are being lost. I think a lot of this is close to his heart, so I do definitely want to ask him about that this morning. There are so many things, folks, that are indicating that in fact, yesterday, on yesterday's program, this is why we talked with Denise Simon. You know, I asked her a question about off-ramps, and I said, you know, do you think that there's going to be, are there any off-ramps that we can see at this point? And she just didn't skip a beat. She just said no. No off-ramps. And this is what we see. And by the way, I just want to reiterate what we were talking about right at the top of the show today, in case you're just joining us. And that is that the White House is saying Iran is actively facilitating some attacks on U.S. military bases using drones and so forth. These are proxy groups. They're using, as I said, they're using rocket and drone attacks And they've seen an uptick of this, and they know that Iran's basically doing this. So where does that leave us moving forward? Where does that leave us in terms of where we are a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, 2 months from now? My goodness. And then we have this issue, of course, that, you know, I heard an interesting comment earlier, because all of a sudden, you know, we're hearing about the border, the open border. The border is obviously porous. The border obviously has, you know, the bad actors can come across it. But since we now know that Hamas was planning the attack on Israel for a very long time, a year, maybe two, don't you think those bad actors already crossed over the border? I mean, it's very awesome and terrible to think about. So we may be getting into a situation here very soon where any kind of operation that's carried out in the Middle East, let's say, could spur other attacks here in the United States. And I'm sure that that's exactly what the terror groups want everybody to think. They want everybody to be afraid. They want to hobble the U.S. president in terms of his ability to respond. And by the way, when I talk about stuff like this, I'm not talking about things from particularly a political perspective, because this goes to all of us. If we're targeted, and we are targeted in this country, we want the American president, whoever that person is, to have clarity, to have the ability to respond, and the wherewithal to respond accordingly to protect American citizens. And so whatever that is, in this case, the politics should end at the shoreline. And, you know, we could talk about Joe Biden. In fact, yesterday we were talking a lot about the $200,000. And, I mean, this is getting worse, isn't it? But when it comes to protecting Americans, I hope and pray Joe Biden will do that. I hope and pray that even John Kirby, while getting drawn, kicking and screaming into the reality of the world, and maybe somebody can get Joe Biden to understand that, although I don't really think so. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all in the same boat. And if we don't help our friend Israel, you know, I think all's going to be lost eventually. Now, I don't think it's going to get to that point. I'm just saying these are crucial times, and we're living through a crucial time of history. We're watching it unfold. We're going to be able to tell, right, your children, your grandchildren, to say, I remember when that Hamas attack facilitated this whole big thing, and, you know, everybody started to choose up and see where we're going. And it could be a very, very difficult time ahead. So that sounds pretty dark, and I get it. I know. I'm not trying to be too dark. But definitely, I think we just have to be serious about it. We can't simply think that, well, you know, it's all going to kind of work out. It's not really, you know, what's really going to happen. And so, and again, that's a great question. That's why we're watching it every day, to see exactly what happens. And as we go through the program this morning, of course, we will talk about some of the other news, especially we'll talk about some of the economic news that we're seeing. We'll talk about that with Chris Markowski. We'll talk also about, as I said, Mayor Eric Adams in New York City, you know, starts to figure out that illegal immigration may be unsustainable. It just might be unsustainable. And we'll talk about Trump and the gag order. We've got Bob Menendez pleading not guilty to acting as a foreign agent for Egypt. I don't know. Nobody has delivered gold bars to my door. I don't have any gold bars. I don't have any stacks of cash. I don't have any cash in suit pockets hanging in the closet. Just for future reference, I do not have stacks of cash. And so it's no big deal. And also, I can unequivocally say I'm not a foreign agent for Egypt. But yet, Bob Menendez has to sort of address all those issues, I guess. So, in other words, you could look at your own predicament and kind of say, well, you know, I'm not dealing with the same things Bob Menendez is at this point. So that might be just a little bit of a bright spot in our lives. But, get this, everybody. Okay, so we told you about the New York Times saying that, well, they kind of listened to Hamas a little too, you know, they quoted them a little too much. They relied too much on Hamas to tell them the skinny on what happened at the hospital event, which in and of itself is bad. You know, we regret any loss of life at all. This appeared to be an errant missile from either Hamas or an associated group or a like-minded group. No matter what, it hit the hospital, or there was some explosion at the hospital. But yet the New York Times runs over, and then they sort of take Hamas's word for it, and this becomes this big, big thing where people get outraged. Look at what Israel did. Israel killed all the people in the hospital. Well, of course, it's not true. It's demonstrably not true. But get this, Rashida Tlaib, our old friend Rashida Tlaib from the squad, is now tripling down on the Hamas hospital narrative, casting doubt on findings from the Biden administration. This from Fox News. Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat out of Michigan, tripled down on the Hamas narrative that Israel was behind last week's explosion at a Gaza hospital, something that has already been debunked by both Israeli and U.S. intelligence. Media outlets and third-party analysts have raised doubts about claims and evidence offered by both Israel and the Gaza Ministry of Health. And I agree with the United Nations that an independent investigation is necessary. This is Tlaib speaking. Tlaib told Haaretz on Monday, I cannot uncritically accept Israel's denials of responsibility as fact, especially in light of confirmation from the World Health Organization that Israel has bombed numerous medical facilities in Gaza and reports from the Palestinian Red Crescent Society of ongoing threats from the Israeli military to evacuate hospital. Those are her exact words, evidently. She continued, both the Israeli and the United States governments have long documented histories of misleading the public about wars and war crimes, like last year's Israeli military assassination of Shireen Abu Akleh and false claims of weapons of mass destruction that led our country to war in Iraq, to the Iraq War, she says. But she's tripling down on this? Well, sure, it's all got to be a big lie, and only because she needs that to be there for her narrative. You know, I would respect her a little bit more if she would say, you know what, we got it wrong. I really probably shouldn't have said the things I said, but I said them based on what was being reported. But now I know that it's wrong, and I'm going to change my position on this. Well, you won't find her doing that, but you will find us coming right back from the break. Stay right there, folks, right back after this.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I can never hear there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle One.
I love that clip. I just came down here to see if there was chocolate chip ice cream. I got to tell you, folks, I do love that clip. All right, and we've got some more coming your way as well, so stay tuned for that, that's for sure. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Tuesday morning live edition, the Overnights Across America. As we are the place for news and politics, and we're glad that you're there. And, again, the number is 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and opine. Now, this is one of my favorite parts of the show because what we get to do here is we get to play our song. We play a couple of songs a night right before we tell our truckers and travelers out there on the interstates and traveling across the United States what the weather is like, maybe what to expect, and if there are any particular rain or snow hazards or things like that that we want to keep you aware of. And so also it's our privilege, it's our duty, it's our solemn promise to be able to make sure that you kind of keep pumped up. Because if you're driving a big rig across the country in the middle of the night, listening to this program, we want to do everything we can just to say thank you, first of all, for what you're doing, and second of all, to make sure that you stay up, that you stay pumped, and you got a great song to help you get down the road this morning. Well, we got a really good one. One of my favorite artists almost of all time is Brian Setzer, not just with what he did with the Stray Cats. You might remember the Stray Cats back in the day, Stray Cat Strat and stuff like that. But Brian Setzer went on to do several albums and so forth with what he called the Brian Setzer Orchestra. It's a fusion of rock and jazz and those 40s big band sounds. And it's just absolutely sublime. But he also would do a lot of the older songs and just really let them rip. So let's listen in here. Brian Setzer Orchestra and a great song, Jump, Jive, and Wail. Want to hear you out there this morning. Just really great. He's got that whole big band orchestra back there with him. And just, again, just the movement of the music, the arrangement, the way that the orchestra can bring in those stings and those swells. And, of course, you got the modulations in there. It's just absolutely wonderful. So I wanted to share that with you this morning because again, a lot of you know I've got a sort of a musical background, so I definitely love to share some of my favorite things with you. Now, next hour, you're going to have to hold on to something. We're going to kind of stay in the same vein, but this one is just absolutely going to blow your socks off. So definitely stay around with us for that. That comes up in hour number two, right before the top of the hour. Okay, so let's get to our what's happening with the weather out there. We definitely have some winter storm warnings to tell you about. This is up in Washington State right now, just east of Seattle. Winter storm warning, and then a winter weather advisory is going to head down south through southern Washington into northern Oregon. This is the advisory, as it were, is still east of Portland, Eugene, and down towards Roseburg. So you want to be aware of that. Let's take a look at the winter storm warning that's just outside Seattle right now. Winter storm warning in effect from 11 a.m. Tuesday to 5 p.m. Wednesday. This is Pacific time, of course, above 3,000 feet. Heavy snow expected above 3,000 feet. Total snow accumulation 6 to 15 inches above 3,000, 12 to 24 inches above 5,000 feet. This is going to be through the Cascade Mountains of Whatcom and Sagatt counties, including Mount Baker ski area, Cascade Mountains of Snohomish and King counties, including Stevens Pass and Snoqualmie Pass. So you definitely, if you're going to be trucking through there, you definitely want to be aware of that. You may even have to have your chains ready and so forth. So just be aware of that. Be careful. Now, this winter storm watch and winter weather advisories is going to stretch across northern Washington, over into northern Idaho, and then down into central Idaho as well. So our friends in Missoula, and then down U.S., that's U.S. Highway 93, stretching down to our friends in Stevensville, for example, Hamilton, you've all got a winter storm watch happening right there. Heavy snow possible, of course. Now, get this, flash freeze also possible on Wednesday morning. So total snow accumulations between 2 and 6 inches possible, except 7 to 10 inches in the higher terrain. Okay, so now this winter storm watch and so forth, you got warnings now. They turn into warnings north of Missoula on up to the Canadian border and then cross most of central Montana, including, of course, Great Falls, Helena, Butte, over towards Bozeman. Winter storm watch covering mostly, essentially, all of Montana. So it's just a varying degree. Winter storm warning, winter storm watch, really in the eastern part, down through Billings and Red Lodge, and that's going to dip down into northwestern Wyoming near Cody. So you've got a winter storm watch going on there. Now, for our friends in North Dakota, winter storm watch in the western side, in the southern, most of southern North Dakota and eastern North Dakota and parts of northwestern Minnesota, you've got winter travel impacts possible on Wednesday into Friday. The first snow accumulations of the season are likely across parts of the eastern North Dakota and northwest Minnesota later this week. Initially, a rain-snow mix could develop there with accumulating snow starting possibly starting Wednesday night over the Devil's Lake Basin. Moderate to heavy snow develops Thursday afternoon into Friday and may impact North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. So be careful there because winter is starting to emerge. We do have a frost advisory going down most of the eastern seaboard this morning. So if you're in Boston, you've got a frost advisory in that area. This is going to go down the eastern seaboard, of course, and it's going to head on in into parts of central and western Pennsylvania, down through Virginia, North Carolina. You've got that frost advisory happening right there. Now, if you're in central Texas, okay, so this is near Abilene, if you're near I-20, you've got some issues there. Heavy rainfall expected across portions of west central Texas this afternoon, that's Tuesday, and tonight. The remnants of Tropical Storm Norma, we mentioned this a couple nights ago, that it would probably make its way into Texas, across northwest Mexico, will move northeast into Texas later this afternoon and tonight. Bands of heavy rainfall are expected to develop across the area, mainly northwest of Abilene to San Angelo to Ozana Line. Okay, so be aware of that. Be careful, especially if you're going through that area, and we want you to be safe. That's why we do this. And so, folks, we're coming up here on the top of the hour break. You're going to hear your local news here in a moment. We'll pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, taking your phone calls, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.